You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The tax benefits for investors based out of Mauritius and India are set to be reduced substantially further, with the two countries signing a protocol to amend the convention encompassing the bilateral double taxation avoidance agreement. The agreement signed by the two sides on March 7th at Port Louis FE has seen a copy of it, is the first of its kind for New Delhi. It will, for all practical purposes, result in denial of tax reliefs for assorted incomes, dividend, royalty, technical free, etc. to investors and traders from the island nation. Indian HNIs who take the island route for tax avoidance will also be impacted. Up next, mutual fund flows into small cap and mid cap funds took a hit in March after the Association of Mutual Funds in India asked the fund houses to put in place a policy to safeguard investors amid concerns over excessive valuations. Small cap funds felt the impact of the regulatory concerns as it saw net outflows for the first time in 30 months. At the same time, large cap funds found favor with investors as they saw higher inflows compared mid cap funds for the first time since June 2022. Overall, net inflows into equity schemes in March were down 15.8% from February at Rs 22,633 crores, according to AMFI data. Compared to March 2023, the net inflows were up 10.2%. Moving on, Bharti Airtel, India's second largest telecom operator by market share, is expected to witness a 38% increase in its average revenue per user, ARPU, to Rs 286 over the next 3 years, according to analysts. The telecom operator's ARPU at the end of the October-December quarter was Rs 208. Growth in the company's ARPU will be led by tariff hikes, upgradation of 2G customers to 4G, customer upgradation to a higher data plan, and prepaid to postpaid conversion. As reported earlier, Airtel will take the lead in increasing headline tariffs post-election. Analysts expect the tariff hike to be in the range of 15% to 17%. In another development, in a big setback for the Anil Ambani Group, the Supreme Court set aside its own three-year-old judgment that awarded Delhi Airport Metro Express, a Reliance Infrastructure subsidiary, Rs 8,000 crore in a dispute with Delhi Metro. The court asked the company to return about Rs 2,500 crore it had already received. The Apex Court said that the previous verdict caused grave miscarriage of injustice to a public utility, which was saddled with an inexorbitant liability. Allowing the curative plea of the DMRC against the 2021 judgment, a special bench headed by CJI Chandrachud said the order of the Delhi High Court Division bench was a well-considered decision and there was no valid basis for the SC to interfere with it. Meanwhile, India's retail inflation based on the consumer price index likely eased to a 5-month low of 4.9% in March from 5.09% in February, primarily due to the statistical effect of a high base and cut in prices of LPG, according to a poll of 20 economists. In March 2022, CPI inflation was at 5.66%. The forecasts for March CPI print range from 4.57 to 5.10%. The National Statistical Office will release the March CPI inflation data on Friday. On March 8, the government had announced Rs 100 per cylinder cut in LPG prices. This is expected to keep the fuel and light group carrying at 6.84% weight in CPI in the deflationary zone for the 7th consecutive month in March. In other news, Tesla and ex-boss Elon Musk has confirmed his visit to India and most importantly, his meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. While the exact date and quantum of discussion between Musk and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has not been officially announced, it is mostly expected that the meeting, among other things, will primarily focus on Tesla's investment plans for India. The electric vehicle brand has been long mulling to enter the world's third largest passenger vehicle market, but has not made any concrete commitments. In fact, Musk had in the past expressed concerns around high taxation on CBU, completely built units vehicles. The government of India had maintained a stand on the need for setting up local production. Lastly, global trade volumes are expected to get back to the growth phase this year as consumption demand picks up in advanced economies after a tough 2023, which saw a contraction in cross-border shipments, according to the World Trade Outlook of the World Trade Organization. The WTO, however, lowered its forecast for growth in 2024 of world merchandise trade volumes to 2.6% from 3.3% it had projected in October last year, as the impact of factors responsible for contraction in 2023 are still being felt. In October, the forecast was for 0.8% trade growth in 2023, but the shipments actually declined 1.2% as high energy prices and inflation continued to weigh heavily on demand for manufactured goods. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.